website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon.com. Laura Cummins is giving us tips about getting to know your customer. And we're blowing through the time here, Laura, but we only got about 4 or 5 minutes left. So we got a lot of stuff we went through. It all kind of commingles together.
It really does.
But how do you get started? There's people who are just sitting there. We just threw everything at them. How do they untangle that mess and start from scratch to get in some type of process and cadence?
I would have to say, number one, don't assume.
Okay, we got
That's number one.
Which means you actually have to make some effort to learn.
And I would say, be more present when you're talking to your customer, your client.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so quick to have to talk.
Right.
Let the customer talk. Let the client talk. And really hear them. And really pay attention to them. And I'm going to go a little old school here on everybody. Harvey McKay, back in the day, he said when you go to a networking event, whether it be a coffee meeting or a huge event, and you get people's business cards, take that business card and on the back of it, write down different things that you talked about with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if you go and meet them for a one-on-one, or you know you're going to see them again at another event, you now can pick up your conversation from where you left it off, because now you have some notes to follow.
Gotcha.
Now, that's old school.
Yep.
Now, you can now take that business card, too, bring it back to your business after that event, and enter that information into your CRM system, and you can enter that person as a prospect, because yep, they may not be an existing customer or client of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say definitely be more present when you're talking to people. Really listen to what they have to say.
Yep.
Gather that information because it's very valuable. And if certain opportunities arise that you can connect that person to another person or have that person become a part of an event that maybe you're hosting, you never know what could possibly happen.
Right.
So again, just really taking the time to listen to people and asking the right questions. So I think that's where I would have people start.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a CRM system, start off with something very simple,
yeah,
very easy.
Excel. They're all there.
They're all there.
You just have to create something.
Create something and make an effort to definitely implement it. Mm-hmm. And I think if you do those initial steps, you're going to start seeing the results, and you're going to be really proud of them and happy about them. And it's just like anything you do in life. When you invest into something and you start seeing the results, mm-hmm. you're going to keep on investing, and you're going to keep on seeing the results.
Yep.
So I think that's how I would like to conclude our conversation today.
Okay. Appreciate you coming on and giving everybody some insight into getting prepared for April 20th, Get to Know Your Customer Day.
Absolutely.
Says Laura Cummins. If you have any more questions, certainly get in touch with her. How would people get in touch with you, Laura?
Well, you can reach me here at the Chamber. It's 908-782-7115, and mm-hmm. I am at extension 221. And I just want to thank everybody for listening today. Mm-hmm. And keep on listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. Chris is here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And if you want to know what's going on here in Hunterdon County, Big C is the person to listen to.
We're on it. Cool. Appreciate it, Laura. Thank you so much. We got to do this more often.
Absolutely.
I just scratched the surface with you. I know it. So we didn't get nearly what we wanted to do, but it was awesome having you on. And you're going to be doing, rumor has it, some travel radio for us in a little bit. So that's cool.
Yeah. I think it's June that we're aiming. So right. We're going to be talking a little more about tourism here in Hunterdon County.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So she's going to get to know our tourism customers.
Absolutely.
All right. We're getting on out of here. Been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thank you to Michelle and Laura for their contributions to the show. Vincent Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, in this particular case, start taking Laura's advice and start putting in a cadence, a process to get to know your customers and start building that database of information that'll make you more productive and more efficient and hopefully more successful. We'll be back again tomorrow. Stay tuned for Tech.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump willing to wait a bit longer to seek money for his controversial southern border wall, as funding for that project has been a potential sticking point in the congressional negotiations. Aiming to avert a government shutdown at the end of this week. But last evening, Trump told a private meeting with conservative news outlets that he might wait until Republicans start crafting a budget plan for the fiscal year that starts on October 1st to push for the resources to build that wall.
I'm glad it's done.
That's the daughter of murder victim Mary Phillips, Lacey Phillips, speaking after convicted killer Jack Jones was put to death in Arkansas last night.
I'm glad that chapter is closed.
Jones and Marcel Williams both put to death by lethal injection last night in Arkansas as the state scrambles to put condemned inmates to death before its lethal injection drugs expire. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning-fast two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence 429.17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply. Bye.
Nearly 100 days into his presidency, President Trump has an agriculture secretary confirmed.
The yeas are 87, the nays are 11, one senator responded present.
That the sound as the Senate ends up easily confirming Sonny Perdue for the post yesterday. The Republican was governor of Georgia from 2003 to 2011. Perdue's expected to join President Trump today for a meeting with a group of farmers. The president still has to get a labor secretary confirmed, but otherwise his cabinet is almost full. A lawyer representing a United Airlines passenger now has an American Airlines client as well.
The lawyer's new client is the mother who's seen crying on a viral video from on board an American Airlines flight.
We've got a flight attendant out of control.
On NBC's Today Show, attorney Thomas DiMitrio says he's representing the woman on the flight from San Francisco to Dallas-Fort Worth, seen pleading with flight attendants to return her stroller.
That's Sharon Reed reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
President Trump taking action to get rid of incompetent Veterans Affairs managers and workers, expected to sign an executive order this week creating an Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection in the VA. A number of news organizations already reporting that the order says the new office will help the VA Chief David Shulkin discipline or fire managers or workers who, quote, fail to carry out their duties in helping veterans. The office is also to protect whistleblowers against managers who try to retaliate against them. Trump expected to sign the order on Thursday. Word today that the nation's opioid abuse epidemic might be even worse than we've been led to believe. Mark Mayfield has more on the story.
New research by the CDC suggests the total number of deaths from opioid abuse might be underestimated. Latest figures show that 91 people die from overdoses of opioids every day. In a report presented Monday by the CDC, researchers said autopsy reports on people who are prescribed opioids for pain sometimes note only the immediate cause of death, but don't mention opioid use.
Former Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly saying the truth will come out about sexual harassment accusations that got him fired from Fox in a new episode of his No Spin News podcast. O'Reilly saying yesterday that when the truth about the allegations does come out, his fans, quote, will be shaken. And O'Reilly says he was surprised that Fox News let him go over the allegations, and he says he's sad that he's... For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Bowen.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon. the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
It's 9:07, time for Hunt Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 51 degrees, overcast skies, 100% chance of precipitation today. Rain possible again at 12:15. Today is April 25th, 2017. Rain mainly this afternoon. Maybe heavy at times this afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Chance of rain near 100%. Rain and patchy fog after midnight. Near steady temperatures in the mid-50s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Thursday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. We get up to about 80. On Friday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday, also in the lower 80s. Partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Sunday the 30th, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lower 80s as well. Temperatures in our area. 52 in Raritan, 53 in Lebanon, 51 over in Washington Township, 49 in Hampton, 52 in Quakertown, 50 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunt Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, HuntingtonHunchimer.com. It is National Red Hat Society Day, and I am lucky to have on the phone with me the Queen of the Red Hat Society and locally in Hunterdon County, Maria Clapp. Good morning, Maria. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to enlighten me on this society. I have not actually seen an event. Obviously, I'm a man, so I probably wouldn't be involved, but I know I have seen and heard of other folks who have witnessed the ladies get together, and so when I saw this particular item on our calendar, I said, I got to find out who can tell me all about it. So I'm so glad that you volunteered to do that, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So it is National Red Hat Society Day.
19th anniversary
of the entire society, or just the local chapter?
Entire society.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And worldwide.
Worldwide. Okay.
Yes.
You said to me via email that you've been the queen of the local chapter here for 15 years. Is that correct?
Yes, I am also queen down in Gloucester County, South Jersey.
Wow. All right. We're going to find out how that happens. This is fascinating. So, what is the Red Hat Society?
It is a group of women that are turned 50 and mm-hmm. have raised their children and want to take time for themselves now. They've done their job, and they want to take their time to go out and enjoy themselves. So we go out for teas, and shows, and we wear our red hats and our purple clothes.
Okay. What is the significance of the red and the purple?
Well, Sue Ellen Cooper, who started this, she had a friend who was turning 50, and she was upset about turning 50.
Mm-hmm.
So she found a poem by Jenny Jones, and she gave her the poem, and she also gave her a red hat, and they wore purple clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, they liked the idea, so they started going out for teas,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it all began, and she started the Red Hat Society.
And where did that take
California.
Place? California. So was that the official first?
I was the first one, and it was April 25th.
Okay, it was on this day 19
yeah.
years ago. That's fantastic. Do you have any awareness about how many people did that on that particular day? Was it just the two of them?
No, just a couple of them. And then it grew.
Well, obviously, if we have 19 years of this already, it's obviously grown from a couple of women getting together to a significant event. So it means a tremendous amount to many women.
Yes.
They
enjoy it.
Sorry?
They enjoy it.
It sounds so. The success of it is to kind of as you said, kind of taking care of yourself now as a mother. You,
right.
You've given, you've sacrificed for many years, and now it's time to refocus on yourselves and your own relationships. Is that right?
Right. That's what it's about, yes.
Okay. May I ask you what was your role back? Did you work? Were you just a stay-at-home mom?
No, I worked part-time jobs, mm-hmm. and then I retired, and then I was in another chapter,
mm-hmm.
and I got involved in the Red Hat Society,
mm-hmm.
and I saw that they were taking girls, so I went to them, and I was their social girl. I would come up with the events, so they call me a social butterfly.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Then I decided that I wanted to do my own, because they were a distance from me, so I thought I want to do my own,
uh-huh.
and I was doing all the events anyway for them.
Right.
And the queen that was queen of that chapter, she said, when you quit, I'm quitting, because I was doing all the events.
Oh.
So anyway, I started my own chapter, and I had my own chapter for 15 years, and really not in Hunterdon County anymore, but
right.
I see the girls sometime
right.
because I live in South Jersey now. My daughter lives in Flemington,
mm-hmm.
so I see some of the girls up there, and, you know, we still enjoy each other.
What was the chapter that you originally became
Hats
part
Us.
Of?
It was always Hats or Us. Hats or Us. Hats, H-A-T-S, with a big R, Us, like Babies Are Us, Hats
right.
Are Us.
That's the Flemington chapter?
Yeah, it was Flemington, and it was South Jersey also. And we'd come together.
Okay.
The Flemington girls would drive down to Jersey, and we'd do different things down there, because I do a lot of different things. I don't just go out to lunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do different events all over.
All right, we're going to get into that a little bit later. But what was the chapter that you originally started in, where you were the social...
I do forget the name of that.
Where was it located?
Swedesboro.
Swedesboro, okay.
Yeah, it's no longer a chapter. They just dismantled.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
So how did you learn about it at the time?
I had seen it in the paper about the Red Hat Society, and it was just starting, and I thought, wonder what this is. And
mm-hmm.
I called her, and she said, yeah, we're going to the Longwood Gardens was the first trip
oh,
I went.
Nice.
She said, we're going to Longwood Gardens. You want to come? And I said, yes, and I went, and I liked it.
And did you at the time know that there was certain criteria that you had to be a mother over 50?
I knew that, yeah.
Okay.
You had to be over 50.
All right, gotcha. So you already qualified, and then you just joined up with them. And
right.
what was your first meeting with them like when you joined up with them in Longwood Gardens? How many women were part of that group?
About 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nice, and the girls were nice, and they were all from Swedesboro area, so I was a distance.
Yeah, but you know, but obviously it was important because it motivated you to create your own chapter.
Yeah, that's the thing. It,
awesome. Very great.
We just went to Peddler's Village yesterday.
Yes. I want to talk about that a little later on in the show, too, because I want people to understand, like you learned about it in the paper, my objective here is to learn about the Red Hat Society locally, and then we'll talk about some of the events that you've participated in and what it's like to be part of it so that anybody that's listening might want to join up at some point.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so we established why it's how it happened. We established that it's why the colors. We established that it's a social group that's trying to be part of trying to rejuvenate and take care of the moms over 50 that have given so much for their families. It started out with only a handful of people out in California 19 years ago. And now, do you have any semblance of how big the Red Hat Society is?
I think over 100,000.
So this is pretty important to a lot of folks.
Yeah.
It resonates pretty large.
I know. It's all over the world.
Yeah. So how does something like this catch on if I can't even figure out what it's all about?
Well, when we go out, we're in our red hats and our purple clothes in a group, and people come up and say, "What is this? What are you doing?" And we tell them.
Right.
And they say, "Oh, I want to join.
Well, yeah, obviously.
You go online and you read all about the Red Hat Society, and then you say if you want to join or you don't want to join. Some women, no, don't want to be bothered.
Right.
You know?
I
but
understand.
Most of them like it. They enjoy going out together.
Good.
We do it once a month.
Really? Once a month?
Once a month.
Incredible. I know it started out, you know, where you said you had to be over 50 and you had to raise children. Is that those two criteria relaxed, or is that pretty
Well, under 50, they wear purple.
Oh.
They wear purple.
Okay.
But they can join under 50.
Okay. And then when you're over 50, you then can wear red?
Yes, you give them a ceremony and you give them a red hat.
All right, gotcha. Very good. Most of this is outside, as you said. You're going out monthly. Is the ceremony behind closed doors? Is the ceremony take place during those?
No, it's open. It's usually in a restaurant, and yesterday we're Peddler's Village.
Mm-hmm.
Next month we're going to a Mother's Day tea.
Okay. Does the particular type of hat that's given to the woman that turns 50 something that's selected by somebody, or is it does the...
Yeah, we all make a selection for her.
Okay.
Something that she would like.
Okay. Is there any type of mentorship or partnership that goes on with a new member versus an older member or somebody that's been a part of the group for quite some time?
No, there's just a queen, and then there's a vice queen if you want, and a treasurer, but I do it all. I take care of it all because I know it's getting done right.
All right.
That's what I do.
Gotcha. Excellent. So, all right, so we've learned a little bit about what the Red Hat Society is. You're telling me it's all over the world, and it's despite the fact that some chapters have closed, it seems to be growing on a tremendous rate if it's that large.
Yeah, it is. It is still growing because a lot of chapters do close, but then there's other ones coming up, you know, so.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, Maria, and we'll be right back. I got to pay some bills here, so I'll put you on mute, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes. All right? So
hang on.
All right. Maria Clapp from the Red Hat Society.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100andchamberradio.com app today.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunchenberg.com. I have Queen Maria Clapp of the Red Hat Society. Hats are us. From Flemington and Gloucester, and she's been kind enough to give us some insight into what the Red Hat Society is all about, being a queen for 15 years. So thank you again, Maria, for taking some time today. So when you decided to leave from to go from Swedesboro and start your own, did you have in mind a group of women that were going to automatically get together?
Well, I did have one girl who was in my chapter down there, and she came with me, and then this other girl started emailing, and I picked up girls from there.
Did you do any marketing to let women know?
No, just on email.
Just email. And you had an inkling of certain folks that you've met in the past that you thought would be...
Yes.
Okay.
That's what they said, oh, I want to join. So I said, well, I'm going to start my own chapter.
What does it take to set up a chapter?
Well, you just get a bunch of girls together, and they pay dues. They pay $20 dues to the Red Hat Society, and I pay $29 for the whole chapter for the year.
Okay. That's not too onerous in terms of cost.
No.
And the money from the dues, what is that used for? Is that used for some of the events?
Well, it goes to Sue Ellen Cooper in California.
Okay. Well, what about the rest of all of that money, the $20 plus the $29?
Yeah, $20 from each girl and $29 for the chapter.
Okay. What do you think their Sue Ellen Cooper is doing with all that?
We don't know.
Okay. All right.
I know they do have big anniversaries. And they travel all over. Like this year, they're going to New York in June.
Uh-huh.
So they travel all over with her girls, I guess. But we don't know where the money goes.
Is there any? Well, I'm sure there's. You know, I'm part of a fraternity, and you know, they have a headquarters, and they have to have some folks that are managing that. The salaries of those people that are managing
the
national chapters.
Sure, the salaries be paid out there. She has a big office out there, and she has a big store.
Okay.
So there's girls working for her, so she's paying for them also.
Okay. So they got to do something. I understand that. It's not like they're just pocketing it and going off.
Right. Every society pays dues also.
You know? Sure. So, all right, so you started the chapter, and you started it 15 years ago. A couple women get together, and you established it. What was your first inaugural event? What did you guys decide to do?
I just went out to a tea.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to different tea rooms, all different tea rooms.
Okay, so this is the Hats R Us Society, right? That's your...
Right.
And that's located here in Flemington, and you said there's also one down by you, right?
Gloucester County, yes.
Gloucester County. Now...
They don't really have the Flemington group much anymore.
No? They've kind of disbanded, and you kind of migrated to Gloucester?
Well, yes, because I travel and back and forth. It was too much with the two groups together.
Right.
You know, because I bring the Flemington girls down here, and we meet down here, and the traveling back and forth, so I just, you know, just do the group down here now.
I understand.
But I'm supposed to be moving, so I might be moving to Flemington, so I'll get them started up again.
Oh, you're coming back to rejuvenate it. Okay.
Yeah, my daughter lives there.
Yes, awesome. So, the first, you went to her tea room, so you've been doing this for 15 years, and you said a little while ago that you pretty much plan a monthly activity. Is that right?
Right.
So tell me some of the highlights. What you said you went to some tea rooms. What what are some other big events that you guys have enjoyed over the years?
Longwood Gardens. We went back to Longwood Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Rockwood Museum in Delaware. And next month, March, we're doing a Mother's Day tea. And in June, we do Robin's Nest, which is a Robin's Nest is charitable organization for women who are put out on the street and don't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
So they we do a baby shower for them. So we have a baby shower, we all bring food, and we all bring a gift for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robin's Nest comes over and collects the gifts. We don't open them. They come over and collect the gifts and take them to the women that are in need.
Oh.
And we have a little baby shower.
That's nice.
It's like a regular baby shower.
So you go, so the women are despite the fact that they're taking care of themselves, you're still taking care of other folks.
Yeah, well, we do. That's our charity. We like to do. We do it once a year. It'll be our fourth year doing it.
Okay.
And then also we do Juniper Village. We do Juniper Village, the retirement home. We go there with the retired ladies, and we play bingo every 3 months.
Neat.
And they enjoy us coming.
That's great. And every event, as you said, women are dressed up in purple and red.
Yes.
So you establish who you are. Now, have you folks ever showed up at a restaurant or a tea room and the owner or the proprietor has been taken aback by just the mass of color and a group of people coming in like that? Or do you call them up ahead of time?
I call them up ahead of time and make reservations.
Okay.
And
right.
See if they can handle because a lot of my events, like yesterday, I had 47 people there.
And that was at Peddler's Village?
Yes.
Wow.
So I took a bus. We took a bus up there.
Okay. So not all the events do you organize it to that extent. Sometimes.
Right. Just different things.
All right. So tell me about the Peddler's Village. You've been there before, from what I understand.
Yes, we've been there, but not as Red Hats. And it was a Red Hat Day for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very nice. And they had music, and they had a fashion show. And then after that, we ate. And the food was delicious, as usual. Peddler's Village is a wonderful place. It's a beautiful place.
Yep.
All the tulips were up, blooming.
Yep.
And then the girls shopped. They love shopping.
Okay.
And then we watered the bus and came home.
So how long was that event for yesterday?
From 11 o'clock till we got home around 6.
Wow. You guys packed it in.
Yeah.
Now, in that particular case, with 47 women walking around in red and purple, would you estimate how many people came up and asked you, what are you folks all about?
Well, there was one girl that said, a woman asked her, but nobody asked me, but they all said, oh, you're one of the Red Hats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the proprietors knew.
Yeah.
They probably knew we were coming for the Red Hat Day.
Okay.
You know?
Excellent. So, all right, so we did tea. You went to Peddler's Village. So how many members now are in the Gloucester chapter and combined with the folks that are coming down from Flemington?
15.
But you had 47 yesterday?
Yeah, I had 47 from different chapters and different queens.
From where?
Different queens. see, I put it out online. I'm going to do a trip like that. I put it out online,
right?
And to the queens, and then they asked their girl. So I had one girl, one queen. She had 12, and another one had 6. So see, it's different girls from different chapters.
I see. All right. So you had
everybody
a couple of chapters.
Everybody doesn't have to go or doesn't want to go.
Sure. So do you know I'm sure you do. What other chapters came to visit with you?
Yesterday was Vineland.
Mm-hmm.
It was Cherry Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It was Philadelphia.
Wow.
And it was some other jerseys.
Neat. So it sounds like there's Red Hat Society clubs, groups, a lot of places in New Jersey that are available.
Yeah, right. They're all mostly every town, I think, would have them.
Mm-hmm. Is there a place that a woman can go to seek where these chapters are and who to
online.
Get?
Online. So redhatsociety.com and come up and she'll tell all about it.
Okay. So in there is a list of the locations and the queens
right.
that they
and
should
they'll
can...
say if it's open. Some chapters are closed. They close them because they have a hard time getting the restaurants with over 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
So they close them. But I always kept mine open, and I have women that come from all different areas because some of them say, I can't get in the chapter. Yours is open.
Right, okay.
So I said, yes, I take you in because, you know, and I have women from all over.
Wow. All right, so when you mean closed, you mean that they're full. They're not,
yeah,
they're not
they won't
defunct.
Take anymore, yes.
That's interesting. And a queen stays the queen for as long as she wants. Is that right?
That's right. And then you can change over. If you want to have another queen, you have to change over.
Okay. Is there some type of ceremony for that, or is it just...
They vote on her.
Vote on her. Okay.
But they don't. They told me, you're doing a good job. You stay with.
All right.
They don't
want
to
bother. They just want to go out to have the fun. You do the work
yeah.
for us. And
right. That's the thing.
And it sounds like you do all. You like enjoy doing the work and getting it done right. So everybody's happy.
Yeah, that's the thing. I do like it. I enjoy doing. I love looking up different places and getting interested in them and
uh-huh.
ask them if they're interested and you know.
So all right. Is most of it kind of teas and restaurants, or are there other? And well, you went to Longwood Gardens, you said. And what other events do you have in mind over the in the future?
Well, we do. We go to historic houses and tour them.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman just told me this morning about a dollhouse, and this woman has all dollhouses in her home and dolls. And it's beautiful, and she gives you a lunch.
Nice.
So I'm going to check into that and find out about it because the girls would probably love it.
Mm-hmm. So this pretty much consumes a good chunk of your time, it sounds like. If you're trying to prepare for the next event or next month, you're getting pretty busy just to work this all out and move everybody in from one direction to another.
Yes. Takes time.
Yeah.
Time and energy.
And you're involved in email and which is great. So all the women have some type of email communication to keep all this organized.
Or else you call them up if they don't have it. You
sure.
have to call them up.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
But the email is really great.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that helps a lot. Now, can I ask what the range of age is in your groups?
60s and 70s.
All right. So nobody's letting any grass grow under their feet. They're moving around, keeping it going.
No. Last year I had 85 girls at our anniversary at Lucian's Tavern. It's beautiful. I had 85 there. And I make them all a little favor, too.
Wow.
I made them all little Red Hat pocketbooks.
That's awesome.
You'd love it, but no boys allowed.
Yeah, I understand. That's fine. Men have their clubs. Women have to have theirs.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But I'm just so fascinated that everybody's so excited about it. That's great.
Yeah. How did you hear about me?
From
my newspapers. I picked pictures in newspapers when I was up there.
I to be honest with you, Maria, I'd have to go back and look. I did a lot of searching for on email on the internet for people who are involved in the Red Hat Society, and I might have come across it on the Red Hat Society page.
Okay.
But I will certainly let you know. It's been a while since I got in contact with you. Have you gotten any recognition, any response from California about the work that you do here?
No, not really.
No?
No. I get a proclamation from the mayor every anniversary.
Which mayor?
Well, the mayor and the town that we're in, but I didn't do it yesterday because I've been to Peddler's Village before.
Okay.
So I got, and the mayor from Peddler's Village is a woman that was a couple years ago, and she wasn't in Peddler's Village. I think she came from New Hope.
Okay.
But I have a proclamation from her, so that's the first year I didn't do it. I have proclamations from every year.
Nice.
Given by the mayor for the anniversary, but I didn't do it yesterday because I had already had one from mm-hmm. Peddler's Village.
Now, do you have an archive of all? I mean, you've been doing this for 15 years with this chapter. Is there a historian that's keeping track of all this?
No, I just keep it all and know it all and keep it in a book, in a box.
Okay. Because I'm going back to my fraternity days. We used to have a historian who kept track of important papers like you're talking about and. Mm-hmm. Any type of photos that were taken at the events so that people, you know,
I do have a book of photos from way back from every event I took, just about every event. I don't do every tea, but I have mm-hmm. events, and it's a nice book, and it has all the pictures of the different events.
Is that yours personally, or is that something
it's mine.
Sounds like, wow. Yeah, but it sounds like a lot of the folks that have been part of your organization would love to browse that from time to time.
Yeah, they do. They come over, have teas at my own home for a couple of them, different couple of them, and then they'll have another group over, and they love to look at it, you know.
Awesome.
They say, wow, you've done a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, no, it's certainly, when you have something that's established as long as the chapters that you're involved with, it's important, and there's a legacy there that... I'm sure the newer members would love to see at some point
And the proclamations, each one is different. It's mm-hmm. really nice to see each one is different from a different mayor.
Yeah, and that was, you got them at the places that you were celebrating, not at...
Yeah, so every town was different, so every
gotcha.
Year was different.
All right, so you haven't gotten, well, I'm not going to assume, but we're not talking about the places where the chapter is... established. We're talking about where you were having your event.
Yeah, the anniversary event.
Understood.
From there, I would get a proclamation from the mayor.
Okay. All right. So, what big events do you have? I know you talked about a couple of smaller ones. You've just passed this year anniversary. What's your game plan for figuring out next year's?
Well, I have up till December. I have, then I'll start and. November, I'll start thinking about next year.
Just planning like a big party every year, every couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a small party, yeah, you could say. Get together, and of course we have people that died,
uh-huh.
you know, and it's
sad. Is there any type of memorial or
you just go to the viewing.
Okay, you just, the girls go... Dare I ask, do the girls wear red on that day, or?
Yes, we wear red and purple.
You do? So in celebration of the person that passed
yep.
away?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. I always talk about on this show legacy. People who are doing something in their life that will be remembered by others. And certainly the Red Hat Society... qualifies for that. You're providing an opportunity for all these women to get together and enjoy themselves and relish that one day every month where the women get together. But and you're also built keeping a history.
Yes.
So it's so neat to see all that. You said you might be coming back up to Flemington. What's your plans with the Gloucester chapter? Are they going to come up here, or are you going to split them up?
Well, yes, they would want to come up. We do Teaberry's. You know Teaberry's Tea Room?
It's right up the street here. I've been there myself.
Yep, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I've had busloads come up there.
Okay. So
I've had my Flemington chapter there also.
That's
so
neat.
We fill the whole tea room.
I imagine you do. That
it's
must be
a beautiful tea room. It's one of the prettiest tea rooms.
Yeah, it's right here in Flemington, and they continue to do a great job and constantly revitalize it and change it around to make it very homey for everybody.
Nice.
So, Maria, we're going to take another quick break. I got to pay a couple more bills, and then we're going to come back for just a few more minutes, learn how do people get in touch with you and learn about what your plans might be for the revitalization of the Flemington chapter, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on a minute. That's Maria Clapp. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pambee's, Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HunterChamber.com. I have Queen Maria Clapp on the phone, and she's been telling me all about and educating me about the Red Hat Society in Flemington and Gloucester. Maria, I failed to ask this, so I'm going to ask it now. When you have your monthly meetings, is there any agenda to it, or is it simply social?
Just social. We don't call them meetings. We call them gatherings.
Gatherings, okay. But you still have to take care of some business, right, at some point. Well, how do you
collect money for the trips we're going on.
Okay.
If they're all trips. sometimes, like the red, the Robin's Nest baby shower, there's no money to collect. I just give out a list of who's bringing what.
And you're doing that in the previous gathering?
In June.
But you're giving that list out at a previous gathering?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a little bit of information that's passed around.
Yes. We talk about what we're going to do mm-hmm. and collect money if we're going somewhere the next month.
What have you learned about being the queen of a chapter that you could pass along to people in terms of any type of group or keeping?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious and it was horrible.
President Trump blaming both sides for the deadly weekend violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Speaking at a news conference in New York City yesterday, he blamed the violence on white supremacists who came to Charlottesville to protest the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee, but he also gave the counter-protesters some of the blame.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right?
Lots of reaction to the president's words, including from some Republicans in Arizona, including its former governor.
Jan Brewer went on CNN Tuesday saying that Trump took the bull by the horns and spoke from his heart. Meanwhile, Arizona Senator John McCain took to Twitter saying that the president needs to take a harder stance against the KKK.
That's Jason Campidonia, and this is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
A college student now faces a felony charge for the destruction of a Confederate statue in Durham, North Carolina on Monday evening. The 22-year-old was arrested yesterday, charged with taking part in a riot with property damage. As for Confederate statues in the city of Baltimore, they've all been removed overnight, Sarah Jacobs reports.
Crews used heavy machinery to remove the four statues from their bases overnight. The Baltimore Sun reports the monuments were hauled away on flatbed trucks after the city council last night approved a plan to remove the Confederate-era statues. Plans for removing the four statues have been under discussion for the past couple of years, but the effort gained momentum after the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia this past weekend.
Following a special primary yesterday in Alabama, former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore is going to run against Senator Luther Strange in a primary runoff election next month. The winner of that will then go up against a Democrat for the Senate seat vacated by Jeff Sessions. This is USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom?